Welcome to another episode of SKST Radio, and you tuned in to the Cammie Grayson Show. Tonight is Artist Network, and I got two handsome men hanging out with me today. Guys, welcome, Troop, to the studio. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
Absolutely. So, okay, guys, go ahead. Tell people who you are and what you do.
Go ahead, Jay.
Well,
I think John is frozen. I'm Stephen Russell Hartz. I'm the co-lead singer, songwriter, producer, three-time Grammy Award-winning songwriter, producer. That's me, Stephen Russell.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
And that's John Harold. He's the other lead singer.
Frozen guy.
Yeah. He's the third lead singer in the group Troop. John is like the glue, keeps us together. You know, he makes sure that we're tight. You know, he's the guy that remembers every step we ever created.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. So. Yes. Yeah, John got stuck.
Yeah, he is. I think he needs to refresh. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe he'll figure it out. So, okay, well, since I got you, Mr. Texas, so what have you been doing since I've seen you last?
I've been recording my new project. I started working on two new young artists, Shiloh, a male group named Shiloh. Mm-hmm. And I've just been working on my new music, this is going to be my first actual studio album that I've just taken time to record and do new music. My other solo releases have been just, you know, from all of my songwriting on other people. Like if I write four songs for Charlie Wilson or Tyrese and they only take one, I have like a few songs left over. So my albums have just been a compilation of songs that didn't get placed on someone else. Gotcha. So this time I'm actually writing for Steve for the first time in my life. So,
oh, wow. So how does it feel?
Feels good. It feels good because I'm not under any scrutiny to be like anybody. I can do exactly what I want, you know, for the people who like my music. I love that part. Yes.
And so your artists that you're working with, are they someone you're managing as well, or are they just doing your music?
Just doing the music. I was just brought in as someone management wanted to do some production. So it's like that.
Okay.
I had taken a break from writing for some years since my mother transitioned. I kind of gave it a break. So I'm just, you know, getting back into being super creative. So it feels great.
Oh, nice.
Well, but yeah, I'm not managing yet.
Okay. Are you going to kind of get there or what? What are you thinking?
It would have to be something I'm really, really excited about, to be honest. I would have to really be excited about it and to want to jump into managing it and being day to day with something like that. You know, yeah. It's easier to deal with myself.
Well, kind of was waiting for John to come back, but are you doing, like, the song is doing well?
Yes.
So are you guys planning on touring the song, or what's going on with that?
Well, we've been out, you know, we do a few shows a month. So we've been out promoting the heck out of the song. Just really, really, really. And we've been getting a great response from the new single as well. Really getting a really good response.
Okay. Well, I know it's like a classic. And so I know with you guys singing it, I mean, of course, I've heard the song. But with you guys singing it, y'all bring your own little flavor to it as well.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes it so cool.
Yeah. And that was our intent, you know, to pay it as much as respect as possible without disappointing. You know, those kind of songs we know by heart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We know every ad lib. We know every lick, you know. So it's like you don't want to disappoint fans on something like that. So I just wanted, as a producer, I wanted to make sure that we delivered everything that Michael delivered the best we could before we, you know, mm-hmm. you know, did anything, you know, added our sauce to it. And that's what we did. You know, I knew that Alan is so original with his style. I knew just having his presence on the record would make it original, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and it came out pretty good. We're getting a pretty good response from it. I'm really excited about it.
So what are people really saying? Are they asking for more?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes. Everybody's wondering when we're coming with the next record or even a possible album or EP. Everybody's asking. So we're like, you know, because we were thinking, you know, the audience, it seems like the audience is not really interested in new music. They love the old stuff so much. But so we started reproducing the old music and getting ready to do visuals for the old music, you know. And plus seeing like how Doja Cat took All I Do Is Think of You, had a number one record with it. So we were just thinking, you know, maybe it's overthinking trying to release new music after all this time, because it just seems like the audience likes what they like.
You're right.
So we were considering just re-releasing old hits, just re-singing them, reproducing them, just you know.
Now, when you do something like that, do you have to get rights to do that? How does that work?
Well, we own our masters now after 35 years, so we can do whatever we want with Troop Music.
Okay. So, what about, the song is Michael Jackson. Is that something that Troop wrote?
Oh, yeah. No. Well, in a case like that, it's just notifying the publishing company, you know, because we don't get any credit for that, only just as a producer. But yeah, all the other business is already etched in stone.
Gotcha. That's amazing. I think somebody just came back in.
Okay.
Yeah,
there he is.
Yeah.
What up, Jay?
Welcome back.
All right.
So what we're doing, we're talking about the song itself.
Lady.
Yeah. So what is your take on it? How do you feel about it?
Steve already know. That's how I found out that he could sing. And that was back in 1982. He was singing the song to this girl over the phone, and kind of like, I didn't know. I was one of the guys that actually, I hid my talent. I didn't want people to know that I knew how to sing. But Steve, you know, that was my dude. So I was like, man, I sing too. He was like, what? I was like, yeah, man, I sing with my brother, my two sisters, and we sing with our mom. We sing at church all the time. Mm-hmm. Steve was like, man, you sing with your family? I was like, yeah, man. So I sang a song to Steve by O'Brien, Lady, I Love You. Steve was like, whoa. So I told God that night, these exact words. I said, God, I like Steve. I said, man, I think he real cool. I said, right now we're doing a bunch of dancing with these kids here at the Boys and Girls Club. Can you do something with us later on in life? And that's all I said.
And look at what happened.
Mm-hmm. And it was over that song. It was over that song that he was singing. The same song, Lady of My Life.
Wow. So that's a journey for you, huh, Steve?
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's been a long one, man. It started a long time ago, especially with a song like that. Like John said, you know, when in the summertime when I couldn't leave the house while my mom was at work, all I could do was play the records. So I got a lot of practice listening to Michael and JT Taylor from Kool & the Gang and O'Brien. I got a lot of practice growing up with those records. That's why I think I was comfortable enough to try to cover it, because it's so etched in my DNA, you know. I just felt we could pull it off, you know. We're all sons of Michael Jackson anyway. Might as well try, you know.
That is amazing. So when did y'all get your first break? How did that happen?
Well, we got the first break was Rodney and Reggie went on a TV show called Putting on the Hits back in the day, a lip sync show. And they actually won the show performing New Edition's Coolin' Now. And from there, a producer saw the show and wanted to know if the group could really sing. And I was, like John said, I was pretty popular for dancing and singing and stuff. So Rodney immediately came to me and offered me an opportunity and told me what happened and I need to talk to his mother. And once John found out that I was making that move, John came, and then Alan came. I brought Alan in a little later, and that's how it all came. And that was in high school, 85, 86. And we actually got our record deal in 1986, but we didn't actually come out with our first, we didn't get our first number one until 1988. Yeah, and that was our initial big break when we we dropped Mamacita, written by the late Gerald Levert and his dad and Mark, our big brother Mark Gordon.
Wow. Yeah. So now when y'all made it up there, when y'all finally realized, hey, we're up there, how did that feel?
Unreal.
Yeah.
It seemed like you was living a dream. Like it's like we were walking through the dream on our way to the climax of the dream. Like while it was happening, it wasn't a climactic moment. It was just like, oh wow, these people are crying. They love our music. They're singing our words. Like, like, whoa, you know?
It felt like we was doing, let me say this.
Go ahead.
Because it felt like we was doing something that other human beings couldn't do. Like we felt like we were flying. Like we were like literally off the ground flying because we had a number one song just getting out of high school. And all of a sudden now we're all over the world traveling. And like Steve said, people are crying and screaming and they yelling and hollering and running after us and chase. I mean, it was something to,
it was crazy. Like
we didn't know. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
You know, I'm thinking five heartbeats, you know, everybody's all.
It was similar.
Did y'all have an Eddie Kang in the group? Did you have an Eddie Kang in the group?
No, not actually. You know, eventually once the trouble started in the group and we started having personal problems and things, you know, as life goes on, the scars of your childhood come back to haunt you if you're not careful with that, you know. And it can be overwhelming. Yeah. And Reggie was the only one that kind of went through a problem where his depression took over and he got on substance abuse. So he was the only one, but that was much later. You know, that was later in our career.
Yeah. Man.
But initially, while we had the heat, we didn't have any of that stuff.
That's good. So what was the best moment that you guys can remember? The best show, the best city, you know, and what made it the best?
To me, the Arsenio Hall show when we did I'm Not Soup would be my favorite moment of Troop's career, to be honest, when we did Arsenio Hall in front of all those millions of people and New Edition came out afterwards and stuff. That was the pinnacle for me.
Steve's right. No, Steve is right, because I remember driving on the freeway. I was on this 91 West going to like Carson or something like that. And there was some people who sped up. They caught me and they, you know, I had rolled my window down. It's like, we just see you in our city hall. And I mean, it was crazy. I mean, for people to just spot you out like that, to say that, you know, that Arsenio moment was really, really high for Troop. It was really high.
Yeah.
Well, so now making the comeback that you guys are doing, everyone's receiving you guys very well. So where do you think you guys are going from now, from here? So now you're doing this one song, and we were talking to Steve earlier and he was saying more songs. You guys are thinking of doing more songs and the older style songs. Where do you think you guys are going to land like a year from now?
Well, I think honestly, we're going to probably end up like our predecessors. We're going to end up just touring and, you know, consistently performing the music that people love from our past. I don't know. Without us being on a major label, I don't see us having another big hit. So the people honestly are more embracive of the music of the past. I just have to be honest about that. So we're probably just going to continue to do that, whether we release new music, because we got a lot of new music out. The single is not our only new song. Like on our compilation, the B-sides, we have new music. On the slow songs, we have new music. On Deeper Revisited, we have new music. So we have a lot of new music out. It's just we're independent now. So unless you're a Troop fan, you might miss it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going to be touring for sure.
Yeah. Okay. What'd you say, John?
Yeah. the new songs is just to let the people know that we can still do it. And like Steve said, we have at least like 10 to 12 new songs that are out there that people haven't heard, but they're out there, you know, just to let folk know that, you know, that we still got it and we can still do what we do.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Well, we have your song, and if you don't mind, we'll play it if it's okay.
Oh, yeah, please. Be my guest.
Yeah.
Guys, y'all gonna love this song.
Trust in my heart and meet me in paradise.
Now is the time.
Girl, you're every wonder in this world to me. A treasure tide won't steal away.
See why people are so mesmerized. You guys, like I said earlier, Jay, you wasn't here, but I feel like you guys put your twist on it. Y'all took what was already great and made it even better. And so this is just amazing.
That's one thing that Troop is going to do. You know, when we decide to go ahead to do a tribute to, you know, one of our favorite artists, we're going to make sure that we keep it the same essence, but we're definitely going to put what God gave us to do as well to make it all a part, to make it a great record, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's phenomenal. Yeah.
So, now, so I got this one song. Do you have another song in mind? Another oldie, but goodie in mind?
It's a good question. Steve, you there?
You muted, Steve.
I am so sorry. I'm just running my mouth.
There you go.
That's okay.
we have a couple ideas that we already have worked out. Like I said, our whole thing is making sure it makes sense for us releasing music now, because we want to make sure that the interest is there. We want to make sure that we're able to make some noise at radio. We want to be able to put something behind the record. So we're just going to play it by ear. You know, it's like a song by song market now. Nobody really cares about the album thing. So we're just going to move slow and do song by song and see what it does while we're still touring, you know?
Yeah. So, John, are you doing some solo music?
Yeah, I'm doing some solo stuff. I got a few things that are out there. I have
John
a song out there
that turned out to be a
Steve loves that. I was just about to say Steve loves the song. It's called Fly Away. I have a tribute to Luther. It's Never Too Much. There's a song out there called Girlfriend. And my latest single is called Cover Girl. That's out there.
Nice. All right. Well, anything that we can do here at SKST, guys, to support you, you know we're here. We're here for you. And if you guys are ever in Virginia, come on and see the new studio.
Yeah, we need to come next time we come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
So thank you, guys. I'm going to ask for words of wisdom, and then I'll let you guys go, because I know it's almost 5 o'clock somewhere.
Okay,
well, my words of wisdom for people listening is to walk boldly in your God source. You don't have to be meek with the power of God that you possess on this three-dimensional plane here. I think you need to be bold with it. Remember that whether you use your power or not, that you're never without the power of the universe and God in you. You always hold that power. It's up to you to use it. We came here to create things from thought into material existence, and we can do that. But you have to know that you have that and put yourself first. It's okay to care about others and take care of other people, but in my 54 years of life, in all my giving and all of the goodness I felt in making sure somebody else was okay, it would feel good if somebody cared if I felt okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You matter. No matter how much anybody else matters to you, you matter, and you have to matter to yourself. So I would just say, don't forget about you and use your power.
Right.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Jay?
Yeah, I would say my words of wisdom is just to know that it's your purpose. It's your calling. And it's God's plan for you. But you got to do it his way. And when you do it his way, then there is no blessing that he will withhold from you. And like Steve said earlier, be bold with it. Walk in it. And just do the best of what God has given you to do while you're here on this planet that he's given us. Where we're breathing and how we're able to just, you know, get up and live the way that he wants us to live. And just walk in it, walk in it. Know that you are worthy of it because he gave it to you. He didn't just come by and just give it to you just for anything. He gave it to you because there's a purpose for that he wants you to do it for.
Nice. Nice. I'm receiving what both you guys are saying, and I feel like that hits me big time. So thank you both so much for the words of wisdom, and a double special thank you for being on the Cammie Grayson Show. We're here for you, and we appreciate you guys, and do nothing but great things because you guys are great.
And thank you so much for having us again. You know, hope we didn't waste your time. We love you. So thank you. Appreciate you.
You fam. Yeah. At this point, you fam. So
that's right.
You're welcome here anytime.
But we really appreciate you. Thank you thank so you. Much. And we're going to come see you next time we're in town.
Okay, for real?
Yes.
Though.
Yes, all we right. will for sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, until next time, SKST Radio, I give you truth. You guys
love
keep
you.
Doing what you're doing. We love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we love you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you.